Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Oh, hold on. I really need to get those tax returns so that I can fill out my FAFSA.
Well,
So I really need a
I don't know what
password
to
for
tell
the
you. All the
files.
files are on my servers. It's all been deconstructed to where I have no access to it. So,
I know,
you
but I
know.
have the servers and I can give, like, I can bring them to you tomorrow. I just need to be able to get the files for myself so that I'll have my own copy. And then.
I don't. You told me you're not going to law school. Why are you filling out a FAFSA?
You just utilized a diversionary tactic, and that is manipulative, and it's not something that I'm going to allow you to use to thwart the question on the table.
Well, I'm not going to give you access to my file server. And even if I do, the taxes are not done. It's not something that
Right, I
I'd
was
be
just
able to do
trying to,
while I'm here.
I'm just trying to expedite all of this as much as possible because I don't think that it's right for you to not have access to your own servers. But I also don't think that it's right for me to not have access to my own servers.
They're
So
not yours.
only, I mean, they are mine. It's joint marital property. So
Well,
the
I can't help
easiest
you.
way to give us, the easiest way for us to both have access is to
You're not going to tell me why you're filling out a FAFSA?
make a copy. Thus.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm trying to understand that in the context of what you claim that you're doing at Honey Lake. Remind me again about your singular goal in life.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with you taking all of my files that are mine.
Okay, so now you have another goal in life that is more important to you. And that goal would be best defined as ensuring that your wife doesn't have access to certain files.
Honey, I give you access to all of our files that are yours.
Dustin, you can't have files that are not mine. We're married.
I don't want you tooling around on my server. Not reasonable.
Dustin, that's my server.
None of this solves your problem, and none of it explains why you're filling out the FAFSA.
That's a diversionary tactic.
Not diversionary for me.
It is. Even though physical property and intellectual property is legally designated as belonging jointly to both marital partners, the right to take an action such as fill out a FAFSA is actually entrusted to each marital partner, like, independently. In other words, being married does require you to share your property, but being married does not obligate you to let another person control you or get permission before you take an action. I know. So you're, I know, I'm just saying you're trying to, like, drive this conversation to somehow be about me explaining why I'm filling out the FAFSA. I still haven't explained that. Like I need to be embarrassed of myself because I'm doing something illogical, or I need to be embarrassed of myself because I haven't explained myself.
I said you need to be embarrassed, like, of yourself.
So it's not something that I, like, owe you an explanation to. We're having a conversation about how I can get a copy of the file so that I can give
the computers to you. It's a very one-sided relationship then.
No, it's not. It's a one-sided relationship when you're the one person who has right to pretend that you have individual property that's not part of the marital estate, but the other person doesn't.
You already have control of the server, so the one person in control of the server is you, not me.
No, you just, Dustin, it's not right for you to twist that around on me. You know that you're the one who has attempted to keep files from me that are rightly mine. And you're trying to flip that around and make it look like I'm the one who's doing that. That's called projecting, and it's a manipulative tactic. That when you're doing something that is evil, you make it look like the other person is doing that evil thing that you did in the first place. If it's evil to keep, you know, marital files from your partner, then you obviously did it first.
No, I didn't.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're saying that you're the one who put the password on it, so you definitely did it first. But the idea that I'm the one who...
Aaron, if you plug my network equipment back in like it was, then I'll have access to it and I can give you what you need. And if you're not willing to do that, then I can't help you.
What I need is your password so that I can have all the files that are on it now.
No.
Okay, so what is your singular goal in life? This is all, obviously, every micro decision you make is obviously part of your strategic plan towards one and one end only. What is that goal in life?
I don't know, honey.
That's pretty important, Dustin. You've got one life to live.
I don't know. I'm kind of, you're not even telling me why you're filling out the FAFSA, so this is all a little bit.
That's a diversionary tactic.
Obviously.
No,
well, you keep saying it's a diversionary tactic, but
it's
not.
Because I have a right to fill out.
I'm not diverting from anything that I'm interested in. Well, yeah, but it's curious to me why you're filling it out, so.
Right. That's a diversion. Like, you're changing the subject. The subject at hand is, will you please give me the password to get
the
file?
That's not the subject at hand
to
me.
Well, you're changing the subject. That's what I'm saying. You're changing the subject. You didn't bring up the FAFSA because I called you.
I'm changing it
to
something that I care
about. Right. You're changing the subject to something that you care about.
Which is
going to
inform my opinion of what I should be doing. So,
no, I don't owe you an explanation for why I'm choosing independently to take the actions that are my right to choose to take, so that you can decide if my reason is good enough.
I don't know an explanation of why I'm taking my actions.
Well, you do, because
this has been a one-sided.
That actually is my property that you're withholding from me.
No.
So, yeah, it is. And you're not making it clear what your singular goal in life is.
I guess that's my personal property that I don't have to share with you.
So your goal in life is to ensure that nobody destroys your delusion that marital property is actually personal property.
Well,
that's your singular goal in life, and it's more important to you than anything.
No.
Then I'm not really understanding what your singular goal in life is.
But I haven't spoken to that at all.
Well, you've been telling me this week what your singular goal in life is. Are you saying that you've changed your mind?
No, I haven't spoken to that at all.
Well, you have.
No, I haven't.
I mean, I have telephone recordings where you talked about what your one goal in life is. I have text messages. You texted me about what your one goal in life is, so. I mean, it's obviously your prerogative to, like, reconsider it and change your goals in life.
I haven't spoken to that at all.
I know, but you're saying that you haven't spoken to your
goal. You're pretending that I have to give you my files in order for us to work on our marriage, and I don't agree with you. I'm not
giving
you my password. I don't.
Dustin, you're pretending that we need to work on our marriage, period. Our marriage doesn't need to be worked on. We don't have marital problems. You're an abusive man.
Right.
You are
manipulative. We don't have marital problems. You're filling out a FAFSA to go to school, even though you're telling me that you're not going to school.
Dustin, that's a diversionary tactic to try to make.
It's only diversionary because it's not getting you what you want.
No, you're looking. No, I'm saying you're changing.
It does get me.
I
mean, that information would get me what I want.
Wanting to fill out a FAFSA when that's not related to any of this.
It's only related to my interest in this conversation. I understand that you're not interested. That's why I'm saying, yes, we have a relationship problem. You're filling out a FAFSA and going to school, even though you told me that you're not doing that, and I'm withholding my password to my server because
that is a. That is a control problem, Dustin. That's not a marital problem. That's a man who, at his heart, is incapable of understanding boundaries and understanding what are other people's decisions
to
make.
No, I understand that it's a boundary. I'm just saying I don't agree with that boundary, and given that you're setting that boundary, it doesn't give me a lot of confidence in sharing my life with you.
Right, because you think that, I know, you think what you really want is to be back in a position of power and control over me where you can manipulate me and use me. That's not the same thing as a marriage.
Not true.
So we don't have a marital problem because you're not actually pursuing a marriage. You're pursuing
a position of being in a I'm not saying you're incapable or can't fill out the FAFSA. I'm saying I will, given control of my files, I will give you your files that you need in order to complete your life goal of filling out a FAFSA despite not telling me why. I'm not trying to control you.
You're saying that I need to explain to you why I'm filling out a FAFSA so you can decide.
No, I asked you to.
Okay.
I asked you to. Regardless of whether you tell me why or not, that is your prerogative, and I will give you the files necessary to fill out your financial information, to fill out your scholarship application
right,
for the school that you told me you're not going to, but you're actually going to.
I can't give you the hardware, though, because I don't have a copy of all the marital files.
We'll have to wait until you divorce me, and they'll say that I can have it back.
What? Why would you do that?
I'm not doing it, Erin. You're doing it.
No, you're trying to twist this around on me. You're claiming that your singular goal in life is to pursue stopping being an abuser, stopping being a manipulator, stopping being a liar, and only being an honorable man who loves and serves his wife and children, putting nothing before that. And now you're accusing me of it being my fault that we're getting divorced.
No, I didn't say that it's your fault that we're getting divorced.
Yeah, you did. You said would have to...
Nobody said that it's your fault we're getting divorced. That was not said because nobody said it.
Okay. So you feel like it's whose fault, Dustin, right now? Because I must have misunderstood.
Mine. I don't...
And that's what you're asking me to pursue so that you can get your servers back post-divorce?
No, nobody said I'm asking you to pursue divorce. I've asked you not to pursue divorce.
Well, you just said that I would have to divorce you so that you could then get your servers back.
I said we will wait until you do, which is your stated goal.
No, it's not. But it sounds like you think that that is the path forward to us actually being able to share our intellectual property. That
no.
I mean,
you put my servers back online, I will share the files that you need.
I'm not asking for the files that I need. I'm asking for all of the files because they were joint marital property.
You have our joint marital property in your control and possession, and I do not. And I would like access to it, but...
So that's what I'm trying to do. Like, I'm trying to do this without going through the court, and you're saying, divorce me so that the court can compel us to do the right thing, which doesn't make sense in the context of you don't, supposedly don't want to get divorced. What?
The right thing is that I control my servers. You get access to the records that you need.
Yeah, but you're pretending that they're not my servers. You're pretending that they're not my servers, too. Like, you're not actually making coherent sense when you pretend that they're not mine.
I'm not. They're not yours. They're mine.
That's not possible, Dustin. That technology did not even exist in 2004. There's no way that you had that before we got married.
Lots of those files existed before we got married, so the physical objects of the server you have control of, I have no knowledge of where they exist in space and time right now.
What?
Because you went against our agreement and took it offline from our house when it was supposed to be online so that I would have remote access so that I could provide you with the files that you're asking me for right now.
Okay. You know that before you checked into Honey Lake, I wasn't speaking to you at all. And you know that the reason was because it had become very apparent, not just to me, but to everybody who knows both of us, everybody who knows both you and I, could tell that you were utilizing every word I spoke as a tactic to gain power and control over me and to manipulate me and to hurt my reputation unfairly when I've been acting honorably. And I can tell in this conversation that your motives regarding every single word I say to you haven't changed since you checked into Honey Lake. And you know that the reason that I began speaking to you when you checked into Honey Lake was because you were representing to me that you were in dire need of me to help you understand how you've been manipulative so that you could get better, so that we could be married, so that I could see how much I can trust you. And as much as you've said that I can trust you, you've gotten, honestly, worse. You haven't done anything trustworthy. You haven't missed any opportunity to seize on my words and manipulate me.
I will give you every single file that you could possibly need and have a right to, and you told me that you weren't going to apply to schools, and now all of a sudden you're saying that you are, but you won't even admit it.
Yeah, so that's just a great example, though, of you, like, trying to flip things around on me. You're doing something that is inherently...
Not flipping anything around. It was recorded.
Yeah, you're doing something that is inherently not trustworthy. Like, I don't know anybody who says, oh, my spouse has secret files that I'm not allowed to access. Like, I don't know anybody in a marriage where that's a thing. So what you're doing, like, looks really yucky and nasty and dirty and underhanded and controlling and abusive and not loving. Like, that's what is actually happening. And you're playing games to make it sound as though this is about Erin being underhanded and lying and saying she's not going to fill out the FAFSA, then filling out the FAFSA because she just makes up things and it's not really true and she won't be honest about her intentions. So why,
Erin,
like,
we agreed that server would stay online at our house.
No,
you took it offline. No, you took physical possession of the server out of our house.
Right. This is an example, though, of you, like, trying to twist everything around on me. I didn't do anything dishonorable. But you want people to believe that I'm dishonorable. You want to believe that we had an agreement, but then we did some terrible thing. Your wife went and she went back on an agreement and she disconnected all of your equipment and she's withholding your property from you. Like, that's what you want people to believe about me when you know,
believe that.
And everybody who knows me knows that I'm extremely honorable and that I don't do things like that and that I don't go back on agreements That's literally what you want people to believe about me. When in reality, you use technology as a method of power and control, and it's abusive and wrong, and other honorable husbands do not use technology as a method of power and control. And the fact that people are having to come over here and invade my space and make me uncomfortable.
I will give you what you need to fill out the FAFSA, even though you're why.
Right. But I'm saying that I know
that
you're... Okay, but also my decision to make is to never speak to you again and only communicate with you only about things related to time sharing our children only through the Our Family Wizard app, because that is the only communication that you can be trusted with given your history of trying to
communicate with that app. I'm done that.
Okay. You're giving me a lot of good information about your real intentions at Honey Lake and your real intentions with your life and your real intentions for me. And that is very helpful. And that clarity is what I was seeking when I first began speaking to you while you were checked into the clinic. And I'm glad that you have been...
Why are you going to school and telling me that you're not?
I'm glad that you have
my files that we supposedly own together.
I know, and as much as I'm sad to see that your intentions aren't to love and honor me in a functional marriage, I think the next best thing that could have possibly come from my communication with you is for you to, in a big way, make your actual intentions clear. So that I don't have to wonder where you are, because the last few weeks you've been back and forth so much, I've had to wonder. But there's not a single point on which I can say that you've changed anything. And I mean anything, like with regard to your manipulation of the elders, with regard to you slandering me in public and through the courts. With regard to you trying to control me.
The courts were in, like, public. I haven't done either of those. I haven't communicated with
you. Okay. The fact that you're lying to me right now is really, really good for me to have clarity about whether it's ever going to be safe for me to speak to you. And I thought that it would be really helpful to have you have the accountability of having recordings.
Here,
but I don't think that that actually changes anything in terms of your intentions and what you're trying to paint me as. So I'm just saying, like, you spent a whole week, like, trying to tell me I'm giving you everything, and that was never your actual... No, you said that you're retaining files. So I was believing you, but it wasn't true that you were actually planning to give me everything. And so believing you is not a safe thing for me to do, because I have to look at your
actual
actions.
Get a pen, I'll give you passwords. I just...
Go ahead.
Never mind. I'll text them to you.
Okay. Go ahead. Bye.